Hello, and welcome to the Message Share Ministry of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. After some congregational singing, you will hear a worship service and Bible teaching. Our speaker is Richard Waltz, who is an elder and the pastor of the church.
Which transpire with the wickedness of the sons of Eli, it's quite evident that all occurs before the Lord. In other words, under his watchful eye. He's aware of those who are faithful, in the case of Samuel and Elkanah and Hannah, and he's aware of those who are wicked, Hophni and Phinehas. Likewise today, he's aware of those who are the faithful, those who are the righteous, and those who are the unrighteous. And though it may appear that God isn't aware of what's going on, nevertheless, we are told, downward bends his burning eye at mysteries so bright. Man can be deceived, but God is never fooled. The hymn is 216.
Our topic is
the faithfulness
that time from of Samuel
25 to maybe
the wickedness 50? Of Hophni and Phinehas.
Still a couple there for you.
But the object of this passage was, as with
dedicated
all of Scripture,
and committed
is
to
the exaltation of the name of the
of
Lord.
Service
Samuel
to the Lord.
Did his service.
It was a service
as
unto the Lord.
We are called
we
to do all that we do.
That it was before
as unto the Lord.
Eli the high priest.
He is.
It was under his
creator,
supervision,
sustainer.
It was
of all things.
Eli, who
he
was accountable
the fairest,
for the
Lord Jesus,
overall operation of the tabernacle, what was not a permanent temple, but it was the closest they had to that day.
Fairest Lord Jesus,
Samuel begins at a very early age his preparation, his study. There are some who say that he never been over, or else that he never did say that he ministered. But biblically, there are various. Syrian. And it's quite likely that this particular application was not the full-time priestly service as such, which came later. This would have been more of the ministration, the service as a ward to the priests, which was mentioned in multiple places throughout Leviticus and Exodus, Exodus 6:3, and then other places, the assistance to the duty of the priesthood. And from an early age, some historians say that he may have been trained in the music of the tabernacle. He may have been trained and instructed in the procedures for assisting with the sacrifices. There are various things that even young children did in the sacrifices in the daily routine of the tabernacle. So this is not an absolute God. It is not inconsistent with the principles of the Word of God. He ministered unto the Lord, even as we are instructed in whatever capacity we find ourselves to do all as unto the Lord. And here also we can see and understand the contrast between Samuel, which follows in the next few verses, the wickedness of Jesus' own sons. Samuel was acknowledged for his diligence, for his faithfulness, and we see that unfold in his growth into adulthood. He received the blessing of the Lord for his faithfulness. He grew in stature before God and before man, much like the same manner as is described of the Lord himself in Luke 2:52.
Samuel, our passage this morning places the nation, the young nation of Israel,
two scoundrels
in
mentioned
a very
beginning in verse
low
12.
Point. Even those
it says,
who
now
are
the sons
of the true
of
faith
were sons of Belial,
are a vast minority,
and they knew
wickedness
not the Lord.
Reigns even in the place
it's
of
kind
the
of strange
tabernacle.
That seems like a redundancy
because
sons of Belial,
oppressed and harassed.
Well, that doesn't really mean that they were devils, that they were
enemy
sons
Philistines,
or servants of the devil.
And wicked
it was just
terrain.
A Hebrew idiom. It was
Samuel's
a phrase
an impressionable
to show
age
that they
when
were
he's
kind
left
of
there by
in
his
their
parents
duties.
To be
but
dedicated to the service
of the
Lord.
In light of the New Testament,
Lord.
We see that
and it would
there's
have been
a easy
direct
for him
contrast
to fall into
drawn
the
between
wickedness,
the Lord
the
Jesus Christ,
quick method to advancement.
There's no Hophni and Phinehas
common
apparently followed.
There's either one extreme
all,
or the other. And even
the acting
priests,
in the New
for
Testament
the part, terminology,
Eli
the New
was
Testament
still the high
context,
priest,
but
we
they
are either
were the
ones who
servants
were
of God or were servants of the
ones
devil.
Conducting the sacrifices.
So too here,
these
and wickedness
two sons
to reign.
Of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas,
but
though
Samuel didn't go that
priestly,
route,
he remained faithful.
In class.
Though they were
by the grace
influential
of God.
And powerful in
and
their
thus,
position,
we sing.
Though
amazing
they were
grace,
religious,
402.
They knew all of the routines, and they knew how to take personal advantage of all of them for their own satisfaction, for their own lustful appetites. Nevertheless, they were sons of Belial, servants of the devil, even in a prominent religious setting. But in case there's any doubt, the clause is out. That they knew not the Lord.
Was blind, but
and
now
I
wonder
how many in the modern day churches, those who
promote
their book sales, those who seek wealth and power and influence,
and grace my fears,
extremes of sensationalism,
how precious
our sons. This passage speaks of a dismal time, not only within Israel, with the 20 years of oppression, persecution, domination by the pagan Philistines, but this is a
long time.
are directly born.
When this flesh
the truth
and heart shall fail,
the truth
and mortal life shall cease, I shall possess within the
veil
a life of joy and peace.
Here in verse 17,
where we
people became cynical. People became frustrated with the wickedness that was allowed to occur. He looked the other way when it came to his son. He would not impose his authority as the high priest of Israel and remove them from their positions.
Thank
he
you,
allowed
Bob.
Them.
Please stand.
To
We're
going to
ask Brother Dan to read this passage tonight, 1 Samuel 2:11-21.
We see that this is not a
and then remain standing for prayer.
Situation that is completely the responsibility of Hophni and Phinehas, because we see in verses 13 and 14 that this is
to
a
his house.
A downward spiral.
And the child did minister
the
unto the Lord before Eli the priest.
The feasts.
Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial.
One historian writes
they knew not the Lord.
This reference here to the
custom and the priest's
of the priests,
custom with the people was that
offering,
when any man offered
according
sacrifice,
to Leviticus 7,
the priest's servant
30 to 34,
came,
that the priest
while the flesh was in seething,
the,
and with a flesh hook of three teeth in his
the,
hand. And he struck it into the pan,
heave leg,
or kettle, or cauldron, or pot.
And the wave breast,
all that
the
flesh hook brought up,
quarter.
The priest took for himself.
And
so they did in Shiloh unto
after
all the Israelites.
Was burned off,
they came thither.
They were given that
also
portion.
Before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came
oftentimes,
and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh
feast
to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh
offering.
Of thee. But
then the priests were invited
and if any man
to
said unto him,
with the family
let them not fail to burn the fat presently,
celebratory feast.
And then take as much as thy
but
soul
over time,
desireth,
the priests
then he would answer him, nay,
cliquish attitude.
But thou shalt give it me
an
now,
air of superiority,
and if
they
not,
really didn't want to
I will take it by
with
force.
Every family that came
wherefore the sin of the young men
so they,
was very great before the Lord,
system whereby
for
the
men abhorred the offering
were asked to
of the Lord. But Samuel ministered before the Lord. Before the Lord,
of
being
me.
A child girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to
type,
him from year to year
sometimes
when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice.
Some are given far more than what
and
is
Eli blessed Elkanah
for under the law,
and his wife and
they
said, the Lord give thee seed
it,
of this woman
of
for
it,
the loan
and they wanted more.
Which is lent to the
and
Lord.
And we see that's exactly
and
what
they
happened
went unto
here.
Their home,
the servants
their own
of the
home,
priest would come,
and the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before
the
Lord.
And I believe that is mentioned
Amen.
In so
Thank
many
you.
Different
Let
forms
us pray.
Because they were all of different sizes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day,
the size,
for this time
the wealth
to
of the
praise
offer,
your name, to
the wealth of
sing
the family,
your praises,
some
to study your word,
were larger
and to
than others.
Seek the understanding and the application
they
by the power
their
of your Spirit.
Fork
for we
in
know
and grabbed as much meat as they could get on the fork.
Our efforts are in vain unless it is by the power of
this
your
was not the way, according to Leviticus, according to the strict
word,
reading of the law,
gives
that it was supposed to happen.
The insight, the
but that's what happened.
Illumination, and even the grace
in other words,
to
they stole
put into practice
from the worshiping
those things
families.
That we've heard.
The priests took more
that you would
than they were
help
by
us
law
to
entitled to.
Do your will to
and
be
this
faithful,
no doubt
even as young Samuel,
some friction,
and to resist the temptation, to avoid the
with the
ritual
temple sacrifices
and the
but we see that it didn't stop there
exalt
because
self.
In verses 14 and 15
that
we
human
see that
tendency
the practice even went
help us
far
to
worse.
Be faithful
because
and obedient
under the
that
law
we might seek to
the
exalt the name
was given
of Christ alone for it's in
and
his name
the
we pray
would have been given
Amen.
Their portion
please be seated
but we see that even before that occurred they sent the servant to demand a portion of the meat, even before it was put
the
into the kettle,
of
they didn't want it sodden. They didn't want it
third hymn
seething. It did, they didn't want
has
it
a birthday
up,
this week.
Partially cooked.
John
they
Newton
wanted the raw meat. They wanted
was born
the fresh meat.
August 24th,
and in that
in the
sense,
year 1725,
doing it even before the fatty
and As most of you know, he is responsible for a number of hymns, but by far the most significant, the most famous,
because they were taking their portion even before,
is Amazing Grace.
The portion of the sacrificial
service. And that hymn characterized
and sanctified the process.
For most of you know a little bit about his background.
They were greedy.
I believe there are several biographies over here in the church library.
And it says here that even if any
haven't read a biography of John Newton,
first, and then you can take what you will.
He was born the son of a,
if you won't agree to give it to us,
sea merchant captain.
We see some arm twisting. We see some intimidation.
His mother was.
We see some abuse of power.
Nonconformist
on the part of the priests.
Evangelical
and it was
Christian
done
background.
Here at Shiloh, under the direction,
and
under the auspices of Hophni and Phinehas,
the complete antithesis of that in his early years.
Eli,
he was, by his own
in effect
definition,
an
infidel.
Point. Eli was an elderly
man. He was blasphemous.
He was involved
resistant
with the day-to-day operation any
the
longer.
Truth.
And thus,
and yet,
the sons were able to run wild.
Through all of his experiences,
they
took advantage.
His mother died at age 7.
Of all of the people,
he went on.
And we see the
11 voyages
with his father,
because
from age 11
onward
until about 17, until his
guilty
father
of
retired
great sin
from the
before
sea.
The Lord,
because they
he
caused
was
men to abhor,
captured and impressed into the British
the
Navy
Lord.
At age 18, when the abuses
he was a complete rebel
of the position
he
of
sought
authority
to mutiny and was
within
flogged
worship.
At one point, even near to death,
lead one to greed.
He
and
sought
to
escape
selfishness. That
eventually
one
was traded.
That's one
to
thing.
A slave ship.
But when it influences
he
others,
was, and when it
a rebel on the slave ship as well, and eventually found himself
even the sacrifices
left in West
themselves.
Africa.
In other words, they, as a slave himself,
recognized the hypocrisy of
Hophni slave trader's
and
wife,
and they had and a negative view. Therefore,
eventually,
of
he
even
was freed.
The sacrifice.
He returned to England.
Those sacrifices
he married his
that were intended to
childhood sweetheart
for the blessings of God,
a devout
throughout the year,
believer.
Those sacrifices which
who
were
had
intended
constantly
to
prayed
be
for John,
emblematic,
but
it's
symbolic
in
of
his
the
return home,
one who would come and take upon himself the sins of the people, the great once and for all sacrifice.
What would some
they were preparatory
what some would call
to the coming
a miraculous
of Messiah
deliverance
himself.
From a
and yet here,
dangerous
by these
storm at
actions
sea,
of Hophni and Phinehas.
But he remained peaceful and calm
throughout the storm, reading his little Bible.
The people
and
away from true worship.
Though
they've turned them away.
Himself
from
said that he was
seeking
not
fully
the converted
use
in the complete sense
of the
sacrifices.
Word.
And thus,
nevertheless, he
separated
his
sins
even further.
And though he
from the
he
one
continued
true
on
God
a few more slave
ship
all of this, however,
trips
occurs
after that,
before
he
the
eventually
Lord
felt
the Lord
call of the Lord to
doesn't
not only
immediately respond,
renounce slavery,
subsequent
and
chapters
the slave
that
trade,
there are consequences,
but
to
go into the
consequences
ministry
to Hophni and Phinehas,
to preach and teach,
their practices
the
quickly
God
come to an end.
And for
but
many
this particular
years
passage
from
in the verse 1764,
a little bit later in this chapter,
until
it's
his
a pronouncement
death in 1807,
of doom upon the Aaronic priesthood,
he became
it's a pronunciation
not only
of judgment upon
a very famous
human
and accomplished preacher of the gospel,
but
even
also
to the extent that in the New Testament context,
an advisor,
there is no such
a spiritual advisor
designation
to
many
of a human
throughout
priesthood
England, many other
yes,
pastors,
there are
many other
positions
preachers
of authority within the local church.
Even some who
there
had
the
been
plurality
long career
of elders, that
priests
in the
practice
Anglican church came to
but
a
those
salvation
kinds of positions do not have
through Jesus
the
Christ
because of the witness and the
social
instruction
position,
and
the
prestige the
to them received,
even the significance
John
religiously.
Newton.
He also was instrumental
was
in the conversion and
the high
growth in the knowledge
Old Testament
of
setting.
William Wilberforce, who was the member of Parliament,
largely
instrumental
because
in the
Christ
abolition
himself
of the slave trade
as the chief high priest,
so
as the once and for all
thus
high
we
priest,
remember
has fulfilled
John
it all.
Newton.
But in another sense, we as a priesthood
our passage
of believers
this evening
have far greater
is
prestige,
far greater
returning again
reward
to the story
eternally
than this temporal
of Samuel
position or status
we have
of the Old Testament priests.
But this
already
Aaronic
seen how
priesthood
after
quickly
he was
came
weaned
to an end
because of the abuses
he
of such men as Hophni
was
and
brought
Phinehas
to Shiloh And he's left there by...
was a period, Hannah and Elkanah,
of bleakness.
They leave him there.
It was a dismal period
for a lifetime of service
in dedication.
The high priest was out of touch. He was not in control even of his own sons. And yet we see in verse 18, when things look the darkest, even as the scripture says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. There's that ray of hope that emerges here in the midst of this dismal picture. In the midst of the wickedness, in the midst of the blatant abuse of power, in their greed, in their selfishness, in their total disregard for the dignity of the priesthood, Hophni and Phinehas have failed. But in the midst of it all, we see the ray of hope. But despite Hophni and Phinehas, despite their failings, despite the problems that were implemented by the lack of control by the high priest Eli, but Samuel ministered before the Lord. He remained faithful. He did his job. He learned. He grew in the knowledge of the Lord. He grew in stature before God and men. He wasn't influenced by the wickedness around him. And that's a lesson for Christians today, too, with all of the hypocrisy, with all of the abuse of power, with all of the so-called churches and the entertainment and all of the social club mentality that surrounds many places of so-called worship. Despite all of the problems and the apparent lack of divine calling for preaching and teaching the word, but it's people pursuing a career, people pursuing power and influence. Despite all of that, the Christian today is called to faithfulness. We should not allow the hypocrisy of others to interfere with our commitment to worship of the true God of the Bible. And we thus have the lesson of Samuel to follow. He remained diligent. He remained faithful. He remained obedient. And he did so as he grew. This was no doubt largely, or at least partially, due to the continuing influence, the continuing prayer of his father and his mother, who still continued to come on a yearly basis to Shiloh for the family time of worship to bring their sacrifices. And we see that as they did that, Eli, who in one sense we're told that he wore the linen ephod, the simple garb of the Levitical service, the simple garb of even the priest, the undergarment of the priests themselves, but nevertheless, he also received on a yearly basis from the visit from his family, his mother made him a little coat, a simple coat. It wouldn't have been by any means the same kind of elaborate ephod, that the outer garment that the high priest wore, with all of the stones and all of the decorations and all of the trappings of power and the trappings of position. It was a simple coat. It was that which she lovingly made for him and brought every year as they came to visit. He thus was able to see his family during that yearly visit. He was able perhaps to hear of the ongoing prayers on his behalf among the family. But we also see that God himself was pleased with this service of Samuel. And we see that Eli himself again acknowledges God's blessing upon Elkanah and Hannah for their loan, lending
Samuel, giving him to a lifetime of service. He pronounces God's blessing upon them that this woman Hannah, might bear additional children to Elkanah. Because of their willingness, because of their dedication in surrendering this answered prayer, this son who was an answer to prayer, to a lifetime of service, Eli pronounces the blessing that she might bear other children. And we read, of course, here that she bore three additional sons and two additional daughters. God multiplied the reward unto her and unto Elkanah for their willingness to surrender Samuel to the service of the Lord. And we see also here, again, closing in verse 21, and Samuel ministered before the Lord. He continued his service as the years rolled by, as he proceeded towards adulthood. He continued to do what he had been called to do. He recognized that though there might have been quicker gains and shortcuts to power, he might have had some of the fun that Phinehas and Hophni had, but nevertheless, his desire was to serve the Lord. He was committed to a lifetime of faithfulness and obedience and service because he knew that he was accountable to God. He knew that his actions, his thoughts, and his words were seen before the Lord. Hophni and Phinehas neglected that. Certainly they had heard it, but being sons of Belial, they didn't take it to heart. They didn't practice it. They went through the rituals, they went through the routines, but they did it for their own enrichment. They did it for their own satisfaction of their lusts, as we shall see in the next section. They abused their positions, but Samuel remained faithful. He did what he was called to do, and every Christian likewise is called to be a faithful, obedient servant, to do what God has called us to do, to not be distracted by the wickedness and the abuses of power of others, even in the religious community. We are called to serve God in a local church, in a local assembly, to worship Him, to praise His name, to study His word, to apply it to our daily lives, that we might hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." In the meantime, we have a duty and an obligation to carry out the Great Commission. He expects that we be diligent, that we be witnesses for Him, because He tells us far and near the fields are teeming. There's a harvest. He says the laborers are few, but He does call some. He calls all Christians even to be witnesses in our own area, to be the salt and light of the earth, and to invite others to a hearing of the preaching of the gospel, that the Holy Spirit might do His work, and that there might be conviction of sin and conversion from spiritual death unto spiritual life. Far and near the fields are teeming. 668.
Far and near.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message share recording from the pulpit of Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. You are invited to join us in the assembly at 325 Yetter Road, Muncie, off John Brady Drive at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. every Lord's Day. For further information, call 570-435-2276 or email sgbc@localchurchpa.com. Check out our website at www.localchurchpa.com.